Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited, hosted by Equirus Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pranav Mehta from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Pooja. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Equirus Securities, I welcome you to this post-result conference call with the management of Kajaria Ceramics. From the promoter side, we have Mr. Ashok Kajaria, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Rishi Kajaria, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Karthik Kajaria. From the finance team, we have Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, CFO, and Mr. Parveen Gupta, DVP Finance. I will straight away hand over the call to Ashok sir for his opening remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for question and answers. Over to you, Ashok sir.
Thank you, Pranav. Good evening, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the Q4 FY25 earnings conference call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. Joining me on this conference call is the senior management team of Kajaria Ceramics. Our consolidated revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 1,227 crores, including plywood, indicating a 1% year-to-year decrease compared to the corresponding period last year due to low tile volume growth and decline in plywood sale. In Q4 FY25, we witnessed very strong demand in domestic as well as export market. We grew our tile volume by 2% in Q4 FY25. In the full financial year, we have attained a 6% volume growth, reaching 115 million square meters. The EBITDA margin for the Q4 FY25 stood at 10%. The reasons for decline in margin are another muted quarter of the bathware division, some loss in UK operations, and provision of doubtful debts in plywood division, as we have decided to close this division. We had set up plywood division in 2017, hoping that due to implementation of GST, there will be a shift from unorganized products to branded ones. But this thesis didn't work. Hence, we have decided to close this division. Our Nepal project, which commissioned in September 2024, has operated at 50% utilization in Q4 FY25. India's tile exports have experienced a 20% fall in value in financial year 2025 to rupees 16,000 crores versus 20,000 crores last year. This was largely attributed to increased freight rates due to the Red Sea crisis and other ongoing geopolitical disturbances. The industry scenario is a bit challenging. We have initiated certain measures to optimize our sales and marketing resources. We have started this in four states and shall take it further as we go along. Due to competitive reasons, we shall not discuss this in detail till the successful execution of the sale. We are also exploring certain other measures, including cost optimization, strengthening the brand, enhancing the reach, and repositioning our value proposition to the end customers. We hope that these measures should make us more competitive and grow much better than the industry and result in improving margins going forward. Now, for this quarter segment-wise financial performance. Tile segment remained flattish at rupees 1,088 crores compared to rupees 1,092 crores in Q4 FY24. Bathware segment registered an 8% year-to-year growth in revenue, reaching 111 crores compared to rupees 102 crores in Q4 FY24. The plywood revenue decreased to rupees 5 crores as compared to rupees 33 crores in Q4 FY24. Revenue from adhesive grew to rupees 23 crores in Q4 as compared to rupees 14 crores in Q4 FY24. PAT for the quarter de-grew by 58% to rupees 43 crores in Q4 FY25 as compared to 102 crores in Q4 FY24. As of 31st March 2025, the working capital days decreased by 7 days to 51 days compared to 31st of March 2024. The lower number of days in March 2025 is due to reduction in plywood business. Excuse me. With this, I take this opportunity of thanking you for joining us today. Over to moderator for Q&A.
you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Assets. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity and good to see the balance sheet discipline in a very tough environment. So congratulations on that. Sir, two questions I had. Firstly, to start with on industry growth versus what Kajaria has done. Full year, Kajaria grew 6% on volumes. I just wanted to know, how did the industry pan out overall on domestic side and your outlook on domestic and export sales for the next year? That's the first question.
Industry should have grown by about 2-3% in the financial year which ended in March 25 domestically. And as I said, exports have regrown by 20% in financial year 25.
So what do you think about the next year in terms of outlook? Any comments, qualitative also will help.
You see, two things. The market is still muted. But at Kajaria, with all these things what we are planning, we should do much better than the industry.
And do you see revival in exports next year?
Exports should definitely go up with the things easing out worldwide, and also the freight rates are the lowest today. So with this, exports should start picking up. And I think, I personally feel that exports should touch 20,000 crores again this year.
Got it, sir. And sir, second question was on fuel price. Both gas and propane, I think, what are the trends you are seeing currently? Because I think the cheaper crude should help going forward. So any outlook on fuel pricing will help?
See, currently we are paying about 38 rupees cumulative for all the plants. Right now, gas is at par with propane. Like in our south plant, just now, one of the plants at Kalahasti, gas has become slightly cheaper than propane, so they have shifted to gas. So in north plant, we are only using gas, as you know. In Morbi, the flexibility is there whether to use propane or gas, depending on the prices prevailing in that particular month.
So would you say that we'll have a cheaper fuel price going forward, like next year versus this year?
It's too early to say. It's too early to say. Because prices are related to Brent. As you know, Brent is slightly lower right now, but it's difficult to make a commitment for next year. It will all depend on how things shape up as far as fuel and gas is concerned.
Got it, sir. All right, that's all from my side. I'll get back in the queue. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies Group. Please go ahead.
So thank you for this opportunity. So my first question is a little broad-based. So how do you see the real estate cycle pattern right now? And even in the past 2 to 3 years, when the real estate cycle was sort of steady, just on the tile industry, and this is more of an industry level question, I know we have grown faster than the industry. Why are we still seeing as an industry a single digit volume growth in tiles?
See, as far as Kajaria is concerned, as I said, we are now unifying our entire operations over a period of next 6 months to 9 months. And with this, I think things should be much better as far as we are concerned, and we should do better than the industry.
You'd like to say something? Yes. For the real estate market, so our, as we said earlier, also, our turn comes, we are T plus 2. So hopefully now this year, I think things should be much better. If the industry grows, if the real estate, if there's a boom in the market, if things are all good, I think we should definitely get a good share of the market.
Understood. Now the real estate cycle is broadly steady, right? Not seeing any, rather...
It is stable. So yeah, we should get good, we should... As the demand increases in the market, we should get a good share out of it.
Understood. So my second question is terms of any pricing actions you have taken in Q4 or you're planning to take in Q1, especially given the challenging environment?
Your voice was not clear. Can you repeat your question?
Sumani, yes. Can you repeat?
Yes. Apologies for that. Is there any pricing action that you have taken in Q4 or do you foresee to take in Q1 considering that the market is a bit challenging right now? As in any price cuts in bathware or tiles? Yeah.
Oh, so pricing we have not touched till now, but now we are increasing our pricing. We are increasing our pricing a little bit to see how it goes.
Okay, and that quantum would be?
Sorry?
Quantum of pricing.
Very, very less. Very, very less.
Understood. And this will be across bathware and tiles?
No, it is not across all the division. It is a select type of product and we will take it as we move forward.
Understood. Sir, and just one last question. Any guidance for FY26? Because, you know, this is the fourth quarter. So we are curious to understand any volume or margin guidance you would like to give at this point in time for FY26?
Sonali, at this stage, we are not giving any guidance. And best possible scenario in the current environment. So I think you have to wait for a quarter or so before we come out with some numbers and then we'll talk about it, if you permit us.
Of course, sir. No problem at all. Thank you and all the best to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sejal Gupta from SC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening everyone. So my question is, so you have been giving a, you have been guiding and forecasting an X growth for your company and which you have not been able to achieve. So, you know, when the management guides something to the investors, we really rely on that. And when obviously you are not being able to achieve those numbers, brings a lot of disappointment. I just wanted to understand what is the reason of this forecast failure at your end?
No, you are absolutely correct. We have been guiding for the last 3 years. We have not been able to perform. I agree on behalf of the management. And as I said just now to Sonali, that this year we are not guiding and will perform.
Okay.
See, Mr. Sejal, one thing is there, the leader is, promoter is always optimistic. So by giving guidance, he is always bullish. That and it happens or not, this is not in our hands most sometime. In this time, this has been, we will agree for 3-4 years, what we have been guiding, we have not been able to do. So that is why we are refraining ourselves giving any guidance. Rather, we will perform and then say anything. Because some of the things we forget that some things are not in our hands. We try our best. We will do our best. We will do the right thing, whatever things in past we have done, anything not correct. We are correcting everything, so you will see a much better picture.
Okay, I just hope that this year we should perform well because, you know, it has been quite some time that we need to see some good performance coming out of the company. My second question is, we have a plant in Nepal. Could you just make me understand what is the reason of opening up a plant in Nepal? And what kind of a profit and loss are we making in that plant?
So, Sejal, in Nepal, we put a 5 million square meter capacity plant which makes ceramics and GVT. The total market size is roughly 2500 crore. And the basic thought process behind it was there's a huge customs duty from India to Nepal, which is 50-55%. By putting a domestic facility, we have become more competitive and want to gain more market share in the Nepal market. So, we operate 49% capacity in quarter 4. With an EBITDA margin of 12.5% currently. And going forward, the volumes out there should improve.
So as of now, are we making any loss at that plant or is it a profitable plant? At
50% capacity. Mr. Sejal, as of now, the numbers are not very important because this is just few months operation. So we'll be able to give right picture after, let's say, after first half or so. Then we'll know because what had happened that in when we put up a plant in Nepal, then the situation was different. Now the situation is a bit tough. That is why we have not been able to utilize our plant at full capacity.
That's fine, but Sejal, just for your information, we are not losing money. We are making money, and we'll continue to improve as we go along.
Because as I understand, because once any, so this is my thought process, when any management goes outside India, that means either the demand in the country is slowing down, or you think that you have already fulfilled the demand in the country, and then you go out of the country to set up the plants. Because you see your plant in London, or that you've already started in London, that is also bleeding.
Nepal is like India, and looking at the demand, we have a local partner there, and we just started the operation 6 months back. This year should be much better. So
yeah, because like, you know, what I'm seeing in the company is your plywood business, which you have obviously taken a call to shut down, and your London, this UK business is not doing well. So why not concentrate on India business, and rather than going outside India? In case you are bleeding, I don't know, do you plan to wind up this business at some point of time, or you want to continue with Nepal now?
This is not relevant at this point of time, because we are not bleeding. And Mr. Sejal, I will request you to please allow the other participants to ask the questions, please.
Fine. Thank you so much for your answer.
Thank you, Sejal. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, team, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from mine, just extended to one of the previous participant question in terms of real estate cycle. I would rather want to know where exactly was the weakness. Was it across tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 markets, or was it related to project and retail segment? In case we can get some color on that, along with liquidity situation now on ground.
See, the whole the industry didn't grow at all. The industry literally grew at about 2-3%. We still did better than the industry. Going forward, we hope that the industry grows and we'll perform much better than them.
Yes, this is an industry level question only, that the demand you are saying was across week, be it tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, and even in projects or retail market. I mean, that's the color that I wanted.
Correct. Overall, the demand was weak overall, across India.
Okay, and now we are expecting improvement. Any specific areas, or tier 1, tier 2 projects, retail, any specification that you would want to add here?
So going forward, see, India is going to grow, and we expect the demand to increase from be better from all sides, all fronts, whether it's tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, or whether projects. Projects have also doing now, started, a lot of projects are happening, so hopefully things should get better. If things get better, we'll also do a much better job.
Understood. Last quarter, you had also mentioned that there was certain amount of pressure on realization because our project share had increased. As on FY25, what does our share look like for project versus retail?
Yeah, the project share is approximately 30%, and it is more or less maintained like that. So there's not much difference as far as that is concerned. Share of projects is 30%, and retail is 70% to the dealer network.
Understood, sir. Thanks for that, sir. Lastly, on the margins front, we have mentioned couple of one-offs. Could we quantify that, you know, what were the losses in UK operations, or what were the provisions that we have taken for plywood division? That could help us just understand the normalized level of margins attained this quarter.
We have clearly mentioned the plywood. We have taken a 14.5 crore one-off. That is for some compensation we paid to our JV partner, for which we agreed to enter into JV, and then later when we decided not to go further in this ply business, so we paid some compensation to them, and 6 crore is also to a vendor. So in ply we have taken around 14.5 crore one off, and in London we have taken around 7 crore loan write off this year. Apart from the loss, we have already been reporting in the earlier quarters. So this is additional in this quarter.
Understood. And bathware, where are we in terms of margins here?
Oh, there is no one-off in bathware.
Understood. And then one last one, if at all I may. You have also mentioned you will re-look at the cost structure. While I understand the staff aspect, I'm not getting into that, but what are the other measures the company is taking, you know, in terms of cost cutting, and what's the eventual target EBITDA margin, if at all, you know, we are looking at something?
It is not one area. All the area we will be looking. We will be looking all the area. We will not spare any area. So we know the cost is very important, and we are cognizant of the fact that cost, unless we reduce the cost, it will reduce our competitiveness in the market. So we will focus on cost this year.
Understood, sir. But any target margin, sir?
No, we cannot give, quantify it.
Understood. Thanks a lot for the team and all the best.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Hrishikesh Bhagat from Kotak Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So on plywood, fair to assume that most of this impairment or whatever is done now, there's nothing pending. So in subsequent quarter it will...
Sorry, Hrishikesh, it's it's 98% we have done. So only 2-3 crore will come in the first half. That is the sale. That will be the salary of the people who are remaining with the company. And so apart from that, we have taken everything in this financial year. So you are not going to see any surprise in the next quarter or year as far as ply is concerned, except 2-3 crore rupees expenses or maybe some under provision or over provision of debt. Small amount.
And just earlier participant's question on bathware, I know you spoke, there's no one-off, but broadly what will be the PBT margin or EBITDA margin for, because I believe incrementally there was thought that this drag because of new plant will gradually reduce as utilization improves.
So this year, because the margin was 8% last in 23-24, this year we could do just 4% because of the late implementation of the new plant, so the expenses have gone up and we have not, the sale was less, so this year the bathware margin was low, and we hope the margin will improve next year better.
Okay, and just lastly, whatever you spoke about provision regarding this plywood, those are taken above EBITDA, right, in terms of this is over and above the impairment, that's how we should look at it.
They are the exceptional. If you see my our investor release, it's very clear. We imply everything is a business loss except 14.5 crore.
Okay, 14.5. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Keshav Lahote from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So we can see your JV has turned in profitable. We can see some, 70 million profitability. Is it due to Nepal JV?
Sorry?
Nepal JV is to report loss, but this time it is 70 million profit for this quarter. Is it due to Nepal JV?
No, nothing to do with the Nepal. Nepal number is very, very small.
So what is that 70 million pertaining to? For this quarter,
70 million means 1.7 crore.
7 crore. Seven crore.
Sorry,
7 crore. 70 million. 7 crore.
In consolidated, we can say 7 crore profit from JV.
That I think there was some entry reversal of some earlier period this year. So this profit belongs not to this quarter. This for some entry reversal by auditor. In this quarter.
Understood. Got it. So, in Nepal, you mentioned that Nepal is operating at 50% utilization. So, it would be fair to assume whether the sales would also be 50% or sales would be lower. And what
so, sales is about 50%. So, sales about 50% and gradually it will grow from here. And as I said earlier, that we are not making losses in Nepal. We are still profitable, but the profit is very, very marginal. And as the volume increases, the profits will also increase.
Got it. By profit, you mean profit after tax, not EBITDA, right?
See, it is meaningless to talk about profit. As I said, we have just started the operation. So any figure, whether it is profit or loss, even if I say I have made a profit, but that's not or loss, whatever. So I will request you to wait for some time. Let us perform for 6 months. That will be the real number we will be able to give you what we have achieved in Nepal.
Understood. Got it. But just last clarification, I need the profit. You mean operating profit right now you are talking, right?
Yeah, operating. There is an operating profit in Nepal, yes.
Understood. That is helpful. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from Prabhudas Lilladher Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is related to the capacity. And if I look at your production number with the capacity, you are at some 97% of a utilization. So if any, you know, growth will come the way forward, how you are looking at, you know, the volume number to shape up, especially from the own manufacturing and the subsidiaries?
So our own manufacturing and subsidiaries are operating at almost 97%, 98%. But plenty of material is available in Morbi. So as we go along, whatever material we require, we can always outsource from there. So that is not an issue.
And related to that, sir, one just a clarification, because last year the growth number, if I look at, is of around a 6%, but the production number is quite a higher comparatively. So, and quarter on quarter from the last four quarter, we are continuously seeing your production number is quite a higher as compared to the sales number. So why you are actually this production number is on the higher side, inventory building or so?
No, there's no inventory building. We have in fact reduced our inventory.
Okay. Second thing, sir, because see, if I look at your production number versus sales number, there is a quite a difference. So that's why I asked this question. Okay. I'll clarify offline. If so, next question, sir, is related to the fuel pricing. Fuel, you had given a 38 rupees north pricing. How about the, you know, the Morbi pricing, south pricing?
Average price is 38 rupees for Kajaria.
Okay, and any bifurcation which you used to give, like south, west and north?
I can give you straight away. North is 38, 39 is south and west is 37. Average is 38.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So one is, earlier we had indicated that we were creating specific teams for the government projects. And last year we had done around 10% of the volumes. The number indicated for this year was around 12 to 13%. So just wanted to get a gist where we are on that number and how do we see this number going forward.
Last year the number was close to about 4%. Out of 108 million we sold, the government projects was about 4% roughly, and this year we are targeting for about 8 to 10%. I think roughly we have done about 6% as far as government projects are concerned. We are trying to
penetrate,
right? Last year the team was only for north, now we have penetrated to east, west and south to give an additional 2% more. As we go along, we'll focus on that and try to reach to a level of 8 to 10%.
Sure. Sir, second question is, I understand we have launched a few brands in the retail network. I was just trying to understand what is the thought process, including, I think, specifically Kajaria Crest Universe. Is it a different type of showroom targeting the economy segment that we are looking at? How should we understand that?
So earlier, we had showrooms called Prima Plus in the ceramics vertical, which we just rebranded to Grace Universe. That's the only change. Nothing else has changed.
It's a normal product.
The
normal product.
Nomenclature has changed. Everything else stays the same.
Okay. So we have Prima Plus, we have Galaxy, and we have World. Nothing else has changed, right?
Currently, Galaxy includes all the three divisions, Ceramic, PVT, and GVT. Star includes two divisions out of three.
Ritesh, we are in the process of rebranding our entire strategy. So going forward, in 3, 4, 6 months, you'll see a lot of changes. We are rebranding a lot of things to make it much easier for the customer.
Okay, but will the SKU placement in each of the category be also very different to what we had in the past?
Yes, it will be. We are consolidating our SKUs as well. to make it easier for the customer.
Okay. Would it be possible to give some broader thoughts over here?
This is too early. We are working on it. Let us do it. And then, as we all said, that give us 3 to 4 months, you'll see much more changes as we go along. It's too early to comment. The process of work is already starting.
Perfect. Sir, would you like to comment on the channel inventory? Demand isn't great, but how is the channel inventory and how do you look at the competitive intensity in the marketplace?
Channel inventory over a period of time has come down for a simple reason. Because of GST, the transit time has reduced. I think normally a dealer now keeps stocks of about 30 to 45 days because of the range. Otherwise, the transit period has reduced drastically after GST. So I think more or less that remains the same. Because of the large range of products, this is the inventory level at various dealers, 30 to 45 days.
Also, because of multi-location factories, it has helped. You know, now since there are factories everywhere, that has really reduced their inventory at the dealer level.
Right. And on the pricing discounting amongst the larger players in the industry, how should one read into that?
Sorry, come again?
Basically, I wanted to understand on the competitive intensity in the marketplace, given the demand is weak, how is Kajaria approaching the marketplace? How do you see our peer set is approaching? So how should one read into the marketplace?
First, demand is not weak. It's normal. Demand is not weak. Demand weak, honestly, so fir maal nahi bikta na. Demand weak nahi hai. Demand is normal. We are looking for a scenario, as Rishi said earlier, that the real estate projects, some demand has started emerging. So, but demand is normal. And as far as the competitive intensity is concerned, the organized players have no such thing that they are undercutting the prices. It is basically the competition is Mavi versus the organized players.
Right. Sir, if I just refine the question a little, if one looks at a few brands out of Morbi, obviously they have a low base, but they have grown at a significantly higher pace versus what we have reported. So how should we understand this and how would we look to tackle this going forward?
First of all, there are two brands which have emerged. One is Simpolo, one is Varpora. By and large, they are doing a good job because they are operating from Morbi, as we all know. The moment they diversify to rest of India, there will be lot of other things, lot of other expenses go up, lot of branding has to be done. But basically right now two major brands have emerged which we value and which we understand. And at the same time, the moment they get out of Morbi, it's a different scenario. Right now, we are all, whether it's Kajaria or Somali, we are located all over. But the moment they get out, lot of other expenses happen, as you know. So we'll see that performance when they get out.
Thank you. Sir, we request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. So the next question is from the line of Nitin Shakdher from Green Capital Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon to the management. This is Nitin Shakdher from the Green Capital Single Family Office. My question pertains to Kajaria International GNCC. While I understand that UAE has a robust real estate demand, any learnings as to what really went wrong in UK and how are the company taking it a step further and getting aggressive in the UAE real estate markets? It's not an analyst question, but more from an investor point of view.
No, it's a good question. So Kajaria DMCC invested earlier in Dubai and then in UK. So we honestly got tempted by the good retail prices in the UK market. That is why we entered into a JV with a local partner there. And during the operations, we realized that the costs are very high of running it. So looking at the management bandwidth and looking at the domestic growth in domestic future demand in India, we said it is better that we give that showroom to the local partner only getting our equity back and let them run it. And we continue to export. See, export will always be 1.5% of our business. Our main focus is domestic. That's why our brand is very, very strong and that's why we make the margin. So Dubai is still okay. UK, we didn't have a very good experience. So rather than prolonging it, we still continue to export there, but we have continued to discontinue our retail venture.
Correct. So I'm assuming that Dubai would be continuous long-term investments considering it's a very robust real estate market.
It's not a very big investment. It's a very small investment. And we are. It is breaking even because of the showroom. We are at least getting some orders from the Gulf market.
Okay, okay. And my second question is, I know Ashokji has clarified before that there is an offset on the plywood business and some UK operations are shutting down. And Bathware is also muted. Now, I just want to understand as an investor, you know, when the quarter four seems like cleanup, where the books are cleaned up and you then go back on a trajectory of growth, is that understanding fair and we should not expect any further larger offsets apart from the barring 2-3 crores minor offsets?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. As Sanjeev has already said, in as far as ply is concerned, we have written off everything. There will be an impairment of about 2-2.5-3 crores because of the manpower which is there, which will go off by end of May. But other than that, everything has been taken care of.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Ashokji. Thank you, Chetan. Thank you, Rishi. And hope we can get back to the inventory that we've always
done. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Amar Moria from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
So thanks a lot for the opportunity. Firstly, sir, what would be our revenue mix between Tier 1, Tier 2 and Tier 3?
See, we have earlier said there is also Tier 4, Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4. Roughly, Tier 1 is about 15-18%, Tier 2 is about 30%, Tier 3 is again about 30%, and the balance will be from Tier 4, roughly. Plus minus 2-3% here and there could be.
Okay. So, sir, like, you know, in terms of the competitive intensity, majorly we would have seen the pressure in which part of this segment?
See, pressure is everywhere. See, pressure is everywhere, but basically, you know, the dealer, हमारे ट्रेड में आई वुड लाइक टू रिपीट दैट वर्ड जो बिकता है वो बिकता है हमारे ट्रेड में जिसने बढ़िया शोरूम बना दिया एंड द एंटरप्रेन्योर इज ब्रांडेड ही सक्सेसफुल वेदर इज सिटिंग इन टियर 1 टियर 2 टियर 3 और टियर 4 अब वो पहले वाला कॉन्सेप्ट नहीं रहा बिकॉज अर्लियर डीलर यूज टू बी अ रिटेलर कम अ होलसेलर नाउ आफ्टर जीएसटी द होलसेलर कॉन्सेप्ट इज मोर लेस आउट इट्स आइदर इज अ रिटेलर और सप्लाइंग टू प्रोजेक्ट्स सो कीपिंग दैट इन माइंड वेर एवर गुड शोरूम्स हैव बीन क्रिएटेड Good display is there and the good promoter is behind the showroom, he is successful.
Okay. And sir, like you know, everybody is, I mean, we are of the view that the competition from Morbi has terrified and that is the reason majority of the organized players are basically having a volume decline or volume slowdown. So how far do you believe this story?
No, no. Pehle to aap, you have to understand that overall industry has grown by 2-3%, which I already said in my earlier remarks. Domestic market has grown by 2-3%. So when you say 2-3%, as we all know, 75% production of the country is in Morbi. So that means they have not grown. The organized players have, whether it's grown by 6% or 5% or 10% or 8%, I do not know, whether he has grown by 6% volume. So even then we have taken some volume from somewhere from somebody. So looking at that, if the, as said earlier, if the market is better than the industry, that's a commitment we'll make.
Okay, okay. And sir, now normally in the real estate cycle, let's say normally we would have seen a significant pre-sale in all listed real estate companies. So normally, I mean, in which year this real estate cycle comes to actual revenue for us? In third year, fourth year?
T plus 3. This is the year where it should be better. T plus, this is the 3 years have completed since the real estate cycle started, as you all have been telling. This is the year where things should start looking around better as we go along.
Okay. Okay. Perfect, sir. Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitesh Dutt. But before that, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Please go ahead, Nitesh.
Hi, thank you for this opportunity. Sir, my question is on real estate cycle, which a couple of participants and you have touched upon earlier. I believe there were a lot of launches around FY22 and 23, which, as you just mentioned, should get reflected in an upcycle for tiles companies and other building material players in FY26 and maybe FY27. So that is largely on the tier one side where you highlighted that 15-18% of your sales come from. Do you also believe that things are picking up in tier two and to an extent in tier three as well? And if yes, are there already some signals, etc., that you are seeing on the ground or any hard data on projects, etc., that you are tracking?
So for tier 2 and tier 3, we are strengthening our distribution network. We are trying to make our dealers more exclusive. So right now we have 1850 dealers. Out of about that, 440 dealers should be about 430, 450 should be exclusive, who sell only Kajaria. So our strategy going forward is more and more people to come in the fold of selling only exclusively Kajaria tiles. So with this, we'll definitely see a surge in sales.
For it, but the demand, like tier one, we are expecting the demand to revive a lot at an industry level, right? Because of all of these new launch completions that were started in FY22.
So we expect the demand to be there all India. We can't separate only tier one. Tier one, tier two, tier three, entire India will, the projects are happening everywhere. So that result will come from everywhere, all parts of India.
And tier one is comparatively less. More action is happening in tier two and tier three.
Got it. Any thoughts on what kind of industry growth should one expect for next couple of years, FY26, maybe 27?
It's difficult to say, difficult to predict, but as we're committing that whatever the industry growth is, Kajaria will be better than the industry. We can guarantee that. How the industry will grow, it's very difficult to predict.
Sure. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the follow-up. Sanjeev ji, just wanted to clarify one thing. You said the 14.5 crore provision and about 7 crore of UK, that's 21.5 crore. This is included in the other expenses line item in the console account. Is this correct?
No. They are not included in, they are included in, so the 14.5 crore has been shown as separate item, as an exceptional item.
Okay, but when I look at console accounts, there is no exceptional which is reported in the financials. I'm looking at consolidated accounts.
Just a second.
Yeah, sure.
I'll clarify to you offline.
No problem, sir. And just one more clarification on Bathware. You said full year EBITDA was 4%. So when you say Bathware loss, it was EBITDA loss in 4Q only. Is that what you referred to?
No, this loss was basically because of the new plant. The new plant which commissioned late, that made losses.
Yeah. Achha, only for the new plant, not on a console Bathware basis, right?
Console Bathware, what is the number?
Console Bathware?
Hmm. 386. No, turnover. The top line was about 400 crores.
The top line was 390 crore and the EBITDA was 15 crore.
Right, got it. That helps. All right, sir, I'll connect later. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just a couple of questions. One on the pricing front, how do you see this year panning out in terms of your overall pricing for broad SKUs in tiles specifically?
So as we go along, we'll see, and as the market improves, we'll keep on trying to increase prices and improve the realization. But it'll be a strategic and a very staged affair as we go along. It's difficult to tell you any numbers right now, but as the market demand improves and wherever we can get a better realization, we'll start increasing prices.
Understood, sir. And so lastly, what will be the capex that you would incur for the coming fiscal? That's it.
That will be around 150 to 200 crore. For this year, it will be 250 crore.
200. Okay, 250. Right. Thank you, sir. All the best.
I wanted to clarify one point which before you, Rahul has asked about the pricing. Actually, what had happened was that because of some accounting standard, the auditors have shown ply operation as a discontinued operation. So that is why the exceptional item has been merged with the loss in that account, in the auditor account. If you see the notes on accounts, it is shown in the notes on account, there is a note on account which shows that there is a 14.5 crore rupees exceptional item. So this is for Rahul.
Okay, thank you, sir. We will take our next question from the line of Utkarsh Nupani from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. So my first question is on your capex plan. So like we have a pretty strong balance sheet with a good cash balance, and our existing tile plant is operating at full capacity also. Then why we have deferred our investment proposal of coming up with a large slab GVT tile plant in Morbi? Can you please throw some light?
So basically, there is enough capacity in Morbi, and if we want to, we can always outsource that in the future instead of putting our own 200 crore capex and putting up a fresh plant out there.
But even for the large slab GVT tile plant, you are of the view that there is an excess capacity in the market, so we are not intending to come up with a new plant.
See, we already have two lines of Continua Plus. We are the only company which has a plant in north and north, in south of India for Continua Plus, which makes big slabs. So we already have the capacity. And as right now the demand has been muted, so we don't want to, invest that kind of money and just wait for the industry to improve. As the industry, as the market improves, we right now have enough capacity available in Morbi which we can outsource from. Later in future, if we need to do, we'll do it. We'll again come to the board, but right now we didn't want to do it, so that's why we said we want to scrap this project.
Scrap this proposal for the time. Yeah. Withdraw the proposal
for the time.
Sir, second question is on your tiles margin in the March quarter. So even if we adjust the 7 crore write-off related to the UK operation, then also our tiles EBIT margin has come down to multi-year low level. So can you please explain the reason for sharp margin pressure in the tiles segment on a Q-on-Q basis?
So this has been various reasons, like some write-off we have taken for London and ply. Apart from that, we have also taken some bad debt provision and maybe some suited this time. So we hope that next year onward the margin will be much superior.
No, sir, what I am asking is that your plywood losses, you have shown it as part of discontinued operation. Now, if we adjust the 7 crore write-off related to UK also, then also your margin has come down on a Q-on-Q basis. So what is the reason for that?
The whole ply operation, we have shown the ply losses.
What we shown? 33 plus 49 crore.
It is not 49 crore you will add back. You will add back only 33 crore. Because 14.5 crore was an exceptional item which has been shown as a note in the audited accounts. So if you exclude, if you add back 49 crore, obviously the margin will come higher.
Oh, sir, I am talking about the tile segment margin, which doesn't include the plywood segment.
We don't have the tile segment exact margin.
But yes, to answer your question, it will improve definitely going ahead. We have done a lot of corrective measures, which we don't want to talk about right now. We want to do our job. But yes, the margins will significantly improve. Will improve.
And so lastly, on the tiles export front, whether our understanding is correct that the Trump tariff issue is likely to weaken the global tiles demand, which in turn may further impact our tiles export from India. So can you please throw some light over there, whether our understanding is correct or not?
We are thinking differently. We think
see, as far as the fund thing is concerned, right now India is levied at 10% and then he has put 26%. With all the efforts going on, it will not be more than 10%. And you'll be happy to note, this is for all of you, that there was an anti-dumping investigation against India and US and the duty has come out as zero. So imports of tiles to America will, whatever has happened last year, will be 50% more this year because of the anti-dumping thing. Withdrawal of
and India was the largest exporter of tiles to US. So the market demand will continue. So export will not come down. It will
even last year, in spite of anti-dumping threat, the exports were X. This year it will be X plus 50% because there is no anti-dumping now.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashwath Rajan from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question would be a little on the broader scale. Since we've seen this oversupply in this industry for a while right now, what do you foresee in this? Do we see this supply to be diverted back into the export markets? And what is your opinion on this?
I have already said that this year the export should cost 20,000 crores for two reasons. One, the stability in the world markets, and two, the freight rates are the lowest. The freight here last year to the European markets was close to about $4,000, which has now come down to $1,600, making India again very, very competitive. So that 16,000 crores should go beyond 20,000 crores. Result, part of the materials which were diverted to the domestic market will not be diverted here. And the pricing part should look better as we go along.
Okay, sir. On the market share front, have we gained any market share given some closure in the Mobi? Some unorganized players have been experiencing closures. Have we gained some market share there?
Nay, I already said earlier that domestic market overall has grown by 2-2.5%. We at Kajaria has grown by 6% in volume terms. We didn't grow to what we wanted. Our thought was that we'll grow double digit. We didn't do. But definitely we have gained market share. And as already said many times in this conference now, that the coming year will gain much better market share to whatever corrections we are doing.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Moksh Ranka from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. I wanted to understand the industry scenario regarding, if I look at the industry, all players were actually focused on one segment. For example, Hindwell would be on bathware, Somany would be on the style. And then what happened is everybody started getting into everybody's domain. And that's the whole industry thing. So, is this the reason for oversupply? Could you help us understand the industry tonight?
In your question, you are not very clear. What are you exactly asking? Which division there is an oversupply? Tiles or what here?
Both. Both. I wanted to ask.
Firstly, it's a related business, right? All the tile companies, the bigger tile companies, whether it's Simpolo or a Johnson or a Somany or Kajaria, they all are into sanitary faucet because it's a related business. Like I'll give you an example. We just opened 2-3 big experience centers in South. Like in Chennai, we opened a 14,000 square feet experience center with tiles and sanitary ware and faucets. We are getting very, very good demand. You know, the builders are coming, they're saying, oh, wow, I didn't know that Kajaria has such a good range of sanitary ware and faucet as well. So when the customer is buying the tiles, he's also buying that. So it will work in our favor rather than your point of being a oversupply or it's a wrong point. It's not like that. It is a complementary business and it is only going to give us good returns in the future.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arun Baid from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, while I understand you mentioned in the near term you don't want to give a guidance, but sir, from a medium kind of perspective, do we believe we'll go back to that double-digit kind of volume growth with our historical margins is about 15-16%. Do you believe that is something which we can, as investors, try to look at?
See, this is another way of asking the guidance. We've already said we'll not give guidance, so please don't
ask. No, sir, I did not ask for guidance for FY26. I'm saying with the measures you are taking right now, and whatever you are... Yes.
We are doing our best, and we will be doing very hard work, we'll be doing, and we will refrain from giving any guidance. Because when we give guidance, when we don't attend the guidance, then you people say you have not attained the guidance. So it is better not to give the guidance and perform.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you detail something on the initiatives that we have taken on the technology side, including Salesforce automation? Is it already done on a pan-India basis? Are we already reaping the benefits, or incrementally do we expect something out of it?
So, Ritesh, we've just started Salesforce automation and DMS also, which is dealer management system. Both have started now. Benefits will accrue in the coming months. We just launched it. People are getting used to it because it was not in their culture and system earlier. But definitely we see more efficiency generating out of it in the coming months as we go along.
And has this been implemented on a pan-India basis, or is it a certain pockets that we have implemented?
On a pan-India basis, feeding of orders in the system of dealers and the Salesforce automation and everything.
Okay, that's great. Just for the sake of repetition, sir, if I had to ask you one single variable which will help us drive volume growth into the next fiscal, what would it be? Is it the branding rejig that we are looking at, or is it technology implementation, or is it the distribution widening thing that we are working on? What will be the single most important variable that...
There is no single big thing. There will be a combination of many factors.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for the answers. You are the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for a follow-up, sir. If you can give any clarification on your 250 odd crore of a capex you are planning for 26, where is it only for maintenance or something else as well?
Basically for maintenance and for our new office we will be making. It's not 250. 250 was the last. I said wrongly. If I had said 250, we did last year. This year the projection is around 200 plus. And out of that, 100 crore will be, let's say around 100 crore should be regular maintenance capex, and 75 crore will be for the corporate office, and small around 25 crore will be for adhesive, and 15-20 crore for maybe Nepal.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, Pranav. On behalf of the entire Kajaria team, which is here, I thank you all for organizing this. It was very interesting. A lot of good questions have come. And I can assure you on behalf of the Kajaria management, which is here, that we'll try to do the best possible this financial year with all the corrections which we are talking about. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Equirus Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.